Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes, 11:9. We're returning now to the topic of Hafara, of cancellation of vows, and we are querying in the Mishnah the meaning of the Pasuk, which says, this is quoting a Pasuk in the context of Nedarim. This Pasuk can be found in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud, so that's 30:10 of Bamidbar. The Pasuk says, V'neder amana ugrusha, if a widow or divorcee takes a neder, so says the Pasuk, Yakum Aleha, it stands. Now, the Mishnah quotes that, in fact, that those are the very words that is read from the Mishnah, Neder Amanu Grusha Yakum Aleha. There are some missing words there from the quote, but the point is, that's a direct quote from the Pasuk. And what's bothering the Mishnah is what the Chiddush is of that Pasuk, because obviously, if she's a widow or divorcee, there's no man in the picture, so who in the world would be the one who's going to be canceling her vows? She and her father neither, of course, because once she was married and now she's the widow divorcee, the father also is like out of the picture. So, like, what's the Mishnah coming to tell us? So the Mishnah is going to make the following point. When one takes a neder, there are like potentially two moments in time that are relevant. There's the moment of time in which the neder is declared, and there's the moment of time when the neder takes effect. Now, normally when I say meat is forbidden to me like a korban, so I'm saying it and it's coming to effect simultaneously right now. But that's not necessarily the case. What I could to say is, today I'm committing that this time next month and forever and more after that, meat will be forbidden to me. I could say I'm becoming a nazir in 30 days from today or something like that. In which case, my declaration today about the not eating meat or becoming a nazir is happening now, but it's only kicking in, it's going into effect in the future, in a month's time. So the question is, when is the relevant moment for a husband or father to do the canceling of the vow? Is it when she says it, or is it when it goes into effect? And the answer that the Mishnah will give in so many words is, it's all about when the woman says the neder. And that being the case, if the time she made the neder, she didn't have a husband, there's no one to cancel it, and it will be binding, even if it only goes into effect once she's married. So that's what the Mishnah says, and we'll see it inside now. The Mishnah says, quote, V'neder almana ugrusha ... yakum alea, end quote. What's that supposed to mean? Ketzad, asked the Mishnah. What's the case that we're talking about that's a chiddush that is specific to women who are almanas and grushos? So for example, says the Mishnah, Amra hareini nazira la'achar shloshim yom. She says, I'm accepting to become a nazira, in 30 days from today. So then, afal pishenisas besoch shloshim yom. Even if in those next 30 days she gets married, so by the time it kicks in and she becomes a nazira, she already has a husband. Einu yochol lahafer, doesn't matter. The husband cannot cancel the vow. As we established before, and will be explicit in our Mishnah again, a husband is not able to be mefer kodman. He can't cancel the darim that already are in effect once he's married. He only can do it before nisuin. Once nisuin happens, it's like whatever in place stays in place. That's why we had the Mishnah not long ago, which said that the derech of Talmid Chachamim was before the wedding for the father and the husband to say, the arus, to say whatever nadar might have taken, they're canceled. Because once he's married to her as a nisua, then he can't cancel anymore. So the same here too. The husband marrying the woman, even though she wasn't a nazira, and it's going to kick in once they're already married, too late, the neder was made, he cannot cancel it. Nadra v'hibur shus habal. Now we're going to say the opposite, from the opposite direction. She took a neder, and at the time she took the neder, she was married. So meferla, he could cancel it when he hears about it. That's the time. Even though, when it comes to effect, perhaps she'll be a divorcee or a widow. Ketzad, for example. Amar hareini nazir la'achar shloshim. She says, I'll become a nazir in 30 days from today. Afal pishnis almanonis garsha. Even if she becomes a widow or divorcee, betoch shloshim, before the neder comes into effect. Hareza mufar. If the husband canceled it on the day he heard about it while they were married, it's canceled. The fact that it doesn't come into effect till later on doesn't matter, because as we said before, the rule is, it's all about when the neder was made and he hears about it, and not about when it goes into effect. Now, that being the case, and putting it all together, the Mishnah makes an interesting point, which is, I don't know if it's such a big chiddush to us here, but it is a chiddush. Nadra bo b'yom, v'nizgarsha bo b'yom, v'hechazira bo b'yom. If all on one crazy day, a woman takes a neder, and then gets divorced from her husband, and then gets remarried to that very same husband, all on the same day. So, Eini Yechol Lahafer, once he's in his second marriage, so to speak, it's the second marriage to the same woman, but he remarried her that day, he no longer is able to cancel her vow. Even though it's still, like, on the calendar, B'yom Shamo, the day he heard of it, but it doesn't matter. The point is, once he divorced her, it's all over. Now he can never go and cancel it after the fact. Zeh klal, and really the governing principle for this is, as we've actually seen previously in the Masechta, kol sheyatzas the rishus atzma sha'achas, any woman who is not in any other man's rishus in any way, she's only in her own rishus, meaning she's both a bogeris and not married. So then, even for an instant, which is the case of our Mishnah now, where she was, you know, she was a divorcee for 5 minutes, so they remarried her, enu yechol lahafer, so the husband is not able to cancel any vows now from the past, Koldman, previous vows, because they took full effect when she was in her own Rosh Hashanah and no one else had the authority to cancel their vows.